So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Monday afternoon, December 1st. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Hart. Pet for Christmas can delight, but it also demands years of costs, responsibility, and daily care. We'll cover that in our next segment. But first, it's Cyber Monday, and analysts say sales could top a record-breaking $14 billion. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Dana Telsey, CEO and Chief Research Officer of the Telsey Advisory Group in New York. Dana, thank you for joining us today. $14 billion, that's the prediction for Cyber Monday. That is on top of the already billions spent on Black Friday and again on Thanksgiving. So how is this holiday shopping season shaping up so far?
Hi, first of all, thank you very much for having me and hope you had a great Thanksgiving Day weekend. Overall, I'd say we're somewhat optimistic. It's cautiously optimistic. You definitely had Black Friday being a significant day. According to Adobe, it was up 9.1%. You have all different data trackers, MasterCard's talking about just up over 4%. Keep in mind that certainly with online, you always see a bigger increase than in-store, given that online is a smaller portion of total retail sales than what you have from in-store. And one of the interesting changes this year is it looks that there was a pickup in in-store sales versus last year, while the double-digit growth of online sales is being maintained but at a lower rate than last year. So certainly things to watch. I'd say newness and value are the key messages for holiday 2025, especially when you have a bifurcated consumer with higher income, lower income, and the search is on for value.
And the numbers are already coming in, $11.8 billion online on Black Friday, another $6.4 billion on Thanksgiving Day. So apparently millions of Americans were on their phones and already shopping as they were waiting for their turkey dinner to finish up in the oven. And when we talk about looking for value, give us a little bit of the magician's secrets, Dana. What are the secrets to value? Because everyone's just being inundated with Cyber Monday deals, especially today. I think I woke up to hundreds of emails in my inbox with Cyber Monday deals. So how do you know it's a good one?
I think overall, when you're looking at values and you're looking at deals, how does it compare to Black Friday? Many of the Cyber Monday deals seem similar to what we saw on Black Friday. what are you seeing and what's included and what's not included? Are there different items or different categories that's segmented? The other thing you see is spend a certain amount, and then do you get a tote bag? Do you get a pair of pajamas, whatever it may be? But overall value is the quality of the branded good, the price it's being sold at, and how do you compare that to other retailers and brands selling similar items? That's why today, off-pricers like TJ Maxx, Burlington, and Ross Stores get more traffic today than they've gotten in the past because of good brands at solid values that could be less in other channels of distribution.
Dana Telsey, CEO and Chief Research Officer of the Telsey Advisory Group in New York. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up, before gifting a pet, consider the costs, commitment, and readiness.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A holiday puppy or kitten may seem perfect, but experts warn holiday pet gifting carries lifelong costs and responsibilities that many families just aren't prepared for. Joining us to discuss is Ed Jurtzen, certified financial planner, founder of the Engage Wealth Group in Chicago. Find him online at engagewealthgroup.com. Ed, thank you for joining us today. And there is a story in my wife's family lore is that my wife, when she was a little girl, 8 or 9 years old, sat on Santa's lap and said, "I want a white dog for Christmas." And wouldn't you know it, a white dog was under the tree come Christmas morning. Now, this white dog, Ed, became a beloved member of their family, and this dog is spoken of fondly to this very day. However, about 30 years ago, a movie came out called 101 Dalmatians, and a lot of people got a Dalmatian for Christmas because they really enjoyed the movie. And then, Ed, just a couple of months later, 100 or maybe 99 of those 101 Dalmatians went back to the shelter because the families realized that was a tough dog to take care of, especially if you have kids. So what's the right play this holiday season?
You know, Rob, the holiday season, it's the ultimate awe moment, right? When with a puppy with a bow or a kitten peeking out of a stocking, right? You know, thousands of people consider giving a pet as a Christmas surprise. But, you know, in all intents and purposes, don't make it a surprise. Because, you know, time and time again, we keep hearing just how challenging financial times are today. But when you add a pet into that, like you said, it's sort of a lifelong commitment, and it doesn't come with no cost. So just, again, make sure that if you are planning on, you know, wrapping that package up for that awe moment, and it's breathing and living and it's a pet, just make sure you have a lot of consideration before jumping into that.
Now, there are some people who are listening who, you know, they know the drill. They're lifelong pet owners. They've always had a dog. They've always had a cat. They know the responsibility. They know the financial commitment. They know who has to do what. But if you're a first-time pet owner and you want to get a dog and the kids have been asking for one for a very long time, is Christmas the good time to get that dog?
You know, on the surface, it sounds like, yeah, the kids might be home. What a great time for a puppy. This is great. But if you're in the Midwest, especially the Chicago area, as we've seen of recent, you know, things like snow come, and then no one wants to walk the dog. So while that initial commitment, even from kids as a longtime pet owner, I can tell you the kids are very committed up front, and then that kind of goes away. So again, when you're looking around the room in terms of deciding whether to do this or not, really have those good conversations, because ultimately, I can tell you most likely the kids aren't going to be the ones who are going to be taking good care of that pet and walking them on a daily basis or letting them out.
And then what are some of the hidden costs of pet ownership? I mean, you can do the math, you can total up all of your expenses, but one particular expense or expenses will fall through the cracks. So as a pet owner, what are some of the things that when you think you're thinking of everything, what are some of the things you forget?
You know, and this is direct experience that we have with clients. So, you know, again, feeding your pet, the day-to-day, you know, you go in for annual checkups for your pet. But then those are the unknown elements, right? When your pet is hurt or injured, they can't speak to us, so we rush them to the emergency room for pets. And those bills are becoming more and more substantial. You know, some of the costs that we're hearing about in the thousands and even the tens of thousands of dollars, Rob, make us pause in terms of, you know, just how much we care for our beloved pets. So it's just not the day-to-day feeding and the regular vet bills, but it's also some of those expenses that may come up when our beloved member of that family, that pet, is injured and or sick. We'll do almost anything it requires to see that pet through to better health. So again, these are things that we want to be very conscientious of going into that holiday season and whether or not we adopt a pet and or get one for the family.
And that one expense that people don't consider is that if you're going on vacation, you book the airline tickets, you book the hotel, but now you have to book a place for your pet to stay if your pet is not making that trip with you.
And Rob, it's another excellent point, because again, it's not like $10 that we're paying a neighbor to come see the pet. This is, you know, $50 to $100 a day, and it's just another additional cost that we have to consider. And again, from a practical standpoint, you know, pets for the most part are life-changing. It's very positive in terms of, as you had mentioned, with your wife and the white dog, but then there's the realities of owning a pet. And again, you want to kind of make this a family decision, both not only from a time commitment standpoint, but from a financial standpoint.
Ed Jurtzen, certified financial planner, founder of the Engage Wealth Group in Chicago. Find him online at theengagewealthgroup.com. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, a series of factors is impacting home affordability in the Chicago area.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday for planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A new report shows Chicago's housing affordability is slipping fast. We're joined by Drew Wishover, founder and owner of the Inspired Title Group in Chicago. Drew, thank you for joining us today. And this has been described as a triple whammy hitting home affordability in Chicago. What are the three legs of this trident?
I love this question, and I love this topic. So you've got the upper tier of homes, then you've got that middle tier of homes that they speak of, and then you have the lower priced homes that are, you know, attracting that affordability piece. So the triple whammy that they speak of is the homes that are, you know, $4-5 million and up, and then they've got that middle tier, and then that lower tier of that $250,000-$275,000 range.
Now, if you talk to first-time homeowners or people who are trying to enter the first-time homeowner market, they'll tell you that it's really tough out there trying to even get into a starter home, the asking price of which is probably above and beyond anything anyone can ever remember. So how, if you're trying to break into this market, knowing all these pressures exist, what are some things you can do?
The things that I think that we've been really talking to our clients about are getting yourself connected with a professional who can really see what you're able to afford. I mean, based on your income, based on, you know, what you have in reserves and in savings and things, it's always important to know going in what you can afford and what your market's going to be as far as, you know, steering you to the houses that you should be looking at. Because, you know, we all have this grandiose plan in our head that, you know, we can afford more than what we think. And then when you go see it, it's not, you know, you're not able to do it. So it just becomes a frustration. So get yourself, you know, pre-approved and, you know, find out what you're able to afford first.
Based on your conversations, what is the biggest barrier to home ownership for people who are trying to break into the market? Is it the asking price of the home itself, or is it elevated interest rates relative to what they were just a couple of years ago? Because I know already right now, Drew, there are people laughing listening to this conversation saying,
yeah,
well, I bought my first house in 1981 and the prime rate then was 20%. What are you complaining about? So what's the bigger issue today?
Well, I think it's a combination. I think there is that level of the affordability because the interest rates are maybe a little bit elevated, but in the same breath, if you know, you've got the prices that are higher as well. So you're kind of getting smacked from both sides. The interest rate you're going to pay is going to be a little bit higher, as well as the sales price is typically a little bit higher as well, because there's just no inventory out there. So the sellers are able to ask a premium price for these houses, whether or not it's, you know, appraised at that value or not, that doesn't matter. It's just the, you know, perception of how, you know, people are seeing what's going on in this marketplace.
Drew Wishover, founder and owner of the Inspired Title Group in Chicago, thank you for joining us today. Still ahead, a huge weekend at the movie box office, plus investing ideas from our Monday stock picker.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. Markets are lower. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Tom Hanlon, National Investment Strategist with the U.S. Bank Wealth Management Group in Minneapolis. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. And kind of a down start to December, even though the three major indices trimmed their losses somewhat.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Good afternoon, actually. Under the hood, it's actually not a bad day today. You've got more stocks up than down in the S&P 500, and the index itself is pretty flat today. But a little bit of bad news is good news. You had a weak manufacturing report, so that's added in some odds that the Fed will cut interest rates here at their next meeting. I think that's what is kind of settling markets down here this afternoon.
And then let's go to the big talker, and that is the sell-off in Bitcoin, dropping more than 5%, trading at below 87,000. And that particular cryptocurrency has been under pressure. And what's going on in that particular space, even though we have to point out traditionally it's always very volatile?
Absolutely, Rob. And there's probably a fair amount of not just speculation, but leverage there as well. So whenever you get some liquidity that comes out of the markets, you're going to see it probably most painfully in things like cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin.
So in other words, they got what they could out of it, and now they're going to the cashier's window until the next bull run, of course.
Exactly.
Now, well, let's talk about the manufacturing number that came out today. Now, if you are if you're betting on the Fed to cut rates in December, this certainly bolsters your cause. But what kind of story is that telling about the economy?
Well, it's just saying, Rob, I mean, we've got rates up here at 4% on the Fed funds rate. That's higher than neutral. So the Fed is still kind of holding the economy back. And the question is how aggressively do they need to do that? And what this report just says is, look, the Fed can start to lower interest rates here back towards neutral without kind of causing more problems than things like the labor market. So I think that's why it's like a bad news is good news kind of a report. It wasn't so bad that sort of pushes the Fed into, emergency action, but just allows them to take a little bit of air out of the balloon, as it were.
And then we're coming off of a November that experienced some wild swings, and yet it finished the month relatively flat. And can we see that pattern continue into December, or are there some seasonal factors that are at play as we wrap up the year?
I think the big picture, Rob, is interest rates are pretty stable. Inflation's pretty stable. We've got tax cuts flowing through the economy. You actually have tax cuts that haven't hit yet. That's when people file their personal income taxes next year. So they'll get the benefits of the higher standard deductions and the child tax credit. So there's all the stimulus that's still yet to hit the economy. We think that sets up for a pretty good environment for stocks to continue to push higher throughout the end of the year and into 2026.
Tom Hanlon, National Investment Strategist with the U.S. Bank Wealth Management Group in Minneapolis. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up next, the Thanksgiving box office cooks, led by the massive debut of Zootopia 2.
Discussing the news affecting your money, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Fueled by Zootopia 2, the Thanksgiving box office delivered one of the strongest holiday weekends in history. We welcome in Paul DeGarabedian, head of Marketplace Trends for the box office tracking company Comscore, based in Los Angeles. Paul, thank you for joining us today. And you had two behemoths at the box office. You had Zootopia 2. You also had the second part of Wicked. And the combination was a record-breaking, not quite a record-breaking weekend of the box office, but a very good weekend of the movie theater.
Absolutely, Rob. I mean, these were two PG-rated powerhouses. Wicked for Good opened the Friday before Thanksgiving week, and then, you know, Zootopia 2 came in on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. Those two movies alone in the domestic U.S. and Canada market for the 5 days brought in $250 million. That's just in the U.S. and Canada. And Zootopia 2, I mean, you look at the international weekend, was $400 million. That's outside of the U.S. and Canada. So Zootopia earned $559.5 million for 5 days around the world. That is a huge number. Quite a Thanksgiving for theaters. It'll probably wind up, it's a very close call. It's probably be the third or fourth biggest Thanksgiving ever for movie theaters.
Now, I think you and I have talked about with great frequency how it's feast or famine for movie theaters. And it's appropriate, Paul, I suppose, that over Thanksgiving weekend, it was certainly a feast for movie theaters. But they have yet to solve that February and September problem.
Yeah, and you know, it really, and you're right, and this year was really an October problem because we had the lowest grossing October for movie theaters at the, in the domestic market since 1997. But I'll tell you what, November 7th, Predator Badlands opened. That opened to $40 million domestically, $80 million worldwide, followed by Now You See Me, Now You Don't, The Running Man. And this really was a feast, and we definitely need it because we're only now in the domestic box office running about 1.3% ahead of last year. We're at $7.8 billion. We really want to get to $9 billion. That's the post-pandemic threshold that we want to see. We're $1.2 billion away from that. I think we can do it. We've got Five Nights at Freddy's coming up on the 5th. And then, of course, Avatar Fire and Ash, SpongeBob movie, they're opening on the 19th. Christmas is a traffic jam of films. There's going to be at least three wide-release movies and about a baker's dozen of films, both limited and wide-release, on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Marty Supreme, Song Sung Blue, Anaconda, all opening on Christmas.
Now, with Zootopia 2, how does the box office performance of Zootopia 2 stack up with the first one in 2016? Because I've had this theory that you can't really declare a Disney-wide release to be a failure until you find, or a success even, until you find out how it plays on Disney+. Because my theory is that Zootopia was a success in 2016, but it just built in esteem because there are millions of kids across the country who spent the last decade watching Zootopia on Disney+, so that primed the pump for this blowout weekend that we saw.
Rob, that's a great point. And that's where the synergy between the small screen and the big screen really is additive and complementary. And the first Zootopia opened in March 4 of 2016, opened to $75 million, but it wound up doing $341 million domestically. That's almost five times that opening weekend gross. And get this, Zootopia, the first film, earned over $1 billion at the worldwide box office. Again, that's almost 10 years ago. Look at that performance by that film. And you're right. All these kids, you know, when we watch a lot of content at home, if there's a sequel coming up, look at Moana 2 from last year. That was the big film. They drove the biggest Thanksgiving frame ever with almost $425 million for the 5 days for the domestic market. But Moana 2, Zootopia 2, you know, these second installments, they're doing pretty well, at least for Disney right now.
Paul DeGarabedian, head of marketplace trends for the box office tracking company Comscore, based in Los Angeles. Thank you for joining us today. Join us at this time tomorrow for Travel Tuesday, and still to come, our Monday stock picker.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Stock Picker Monday. Let's tap the expertise of Ryan Dietrich, chief market strategist at the Carson Group in Omaha, Nebraska. Ryan, thank you for joining us today. And you're going to take us to school today, Ryan. And if there's a one through line between your two selections on this Stock Picker Monday, to quote Frank Sinatra, State Street is that great street. But we're not talking about geography today.
No, we're not. Thank you, as always, for having me back. And it sounds like you got some interesting weather up there in Chicago. So good luck to everybody with all that. Yeah, we're going to talk about some ETFs today, and I'll just briefly touch what's an ETF. It's a basket of stocks. So if you want to buy like a specific sector, you can buy that during the day. You can sell that during the day. And, Rob, it's a wonderful thing that we've seen over the last, man, let's call it a couple decades. It just exploded in excitement and people leveraging these because, again, you can buy a basket of stocks all at once, and that's what makes an ETF kind of fun.
And then you have two ETFs as your selections for this week, both managed by State Street, and one puts you into the extraction space.
That's right. It's the ticker is XME. It's metals and mining. And if you think about what's going on out there, literally today we're speaking, silver is at the highest level it's ever been at. Gold is virtually at the highest level it's ever been at. Copper has been strong. This is a way that someone potentially could play those areas. This XME has a lot of silver in it. It's got a lot of steel companies as well. Things that if the U.S. dollar continues to be weak, like we think it probably could, along with the strong global economy, which is what we're really seeing, this is an area that's done really well, and it's an area we think will continue to do well the rest of this year and probably well into 2026 is the metals and mining area.
And then your next selection also allows you to get your hands dirty, so to speak.
That's exactly right. We like the industrials. XLI is the ticker on the big industrials ETF. Now, these have the common names like Caterpillar and Boeing and GE Aerospace. What I like, Rob, though, is if you kind of peel back the onion and look what's also in there, you know, Uber. Uber is in there, okay? There are some other areas that if you don't think the economy is going to fall apart, and we absolutely do not, we think this is a global bull market that's still long and strong, the industrials is an area that should do well as the economy does well. And one more quick thing, technology struggled lately. You know, technology is pricey. I've come on with you for a while talking about those concepts. You know what's not pricey? Industrials. If someone is worried about buying things that are expensive, industrials are a nice area that should do well if the economy hangs tough like we think it will. In this area, we still think will be a lot of leadership going into next year.
Ryan Dietrich, chief market strategist with the Carson Group in Omaha, Nebraska. His selections, the S&P Metals and Mining ETF, the ticker symbol XME, and the Industrial Select Sector ETF, that is XLI.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.